Principles regarding a global cooperative forum. 2. On the necessity to give institutional form to the principle of prior unity. Virtually every kind of human collective, a household, a family, a village, a county, and so on, is made subject to agreements, limits, laws, rules, and means of keeping it straight, productive, and positive. The totality of the human world is an exception to this. Humankind as a whole is not managing itself. Instead, it is managing all of its separate, tribalized elements. There is no instrument of order applied to the whole. This is because another principle has been traditionally presumed about how the human totality is supposed to work. The principle of competition, involving warfare, mutual struggle, and dominance of one over another. The notion that everything outside of one's own territory is a kind of wilderness is the traditional idea at the root of this situation. This presumption about out there being a wilderness and a place where you cannot and should not go is the mythology that is now being applied by human beings relative to the totality of the earth world. Because the earth world as a whole is presumed to be a wilderness, it is also presumed that human beings are not responsible for the earth world, but are simply to avoid that wilderness. The earth world can no longer properly be thought of as a wilderness. It is more like your local village or town or county or nation state. It is a domain of necessary human responsibility. The totality of humankind is intrinsically a unity. And that prior unity must be institutionalized as a cooperative of self-managing human responsibility, like any other area of human concern or enterprise. At present, the voice for changing the world is a fractioned voice coming from multiple individuals and civil society organizations, all speaking of the necessary changes as something that will occur in the future. It is in the interest of the institutionalized forces that are in power to keep the voices that want a world of peace and unity separate, weak, and vulnerable. NGOs are tending to function within the institutionalized power structure of global tribalism. They must instead become part of the global strength of everybody all at once. The Global Cooperative Forum would institutionalize a non-tribal world of prior unity that is in the interest of everybody all at once. The Global Cooperative Forum must be a functioning, systematic, institutional presence. It must not be reduced to a mere idea, which all kinds of separate parties can vouch for, saying they stand for that too. Mere ideas are not going to create an institution based on prior unity. The Global Cooperative Forum must be created by everybody, not everybody one at a time, but everybody all at once. There is terrific political resistance to the notion of a true global cooperative. However, what must be understood is that a true global cooperative order is not a globally extended superstate, which would be a kind of totalitarian power, but a global cooperative order in which all freely participate. The globally extended superstate is what the big warrior states are moving toward. They are looking for there to be a winner that can control the world in a totalitarian manner. This absolutely must not be allowed. The means to bring about the Global Cooperative Forum is not some council of highly placed, morally enlightened individuals merely making a proposition to everybody that this is necessary. The role of the initial council must be to accomplish the connecting with the human totality. Without that participation of the world population, the Global Cooperative Forum would be just another group of highly placed people communicating high-minded notions and struggling to achieve them. It would be back to the same old process. The initial leadership of the Global Cooperative Forum will come from individuals who are disillusioned with power and who see that the current efforts to improve the situation of humanity are not sufficient to transform the whole. If the initial council knows how to make the connections and does so, and establishes right representation for the global population, then the Global Cooperative Forum will emerge virtually out of the woodwork. It is essential to fully connect the nearly 7 billion people to a process. That means that the total human collective, or everybody all at once, must become conscious of itself. Everybody all at once must be communicated with by the initial council and enabled to make itself known. Everybody all at once must be able to require that it be heard and that its requirements be acted upon in every positive sense. This is the happening that is not in the works. Making the connection to the nearly 7 billion people has never been done. The Global Cooperative Forum is the institutionalized face for the nearly 7 billion to manage itself. The initial council is needed first. That council defines the issues and also organizes all the means of connectedness to the human totality. The internet would be the necessary means of this connectedness. The human population would need to be able to be tuned into the Global Cooperative Forum websites every day, and then, having an organized, manageable circumstance for communication, to be getting down to business. It would have to be determined how the Global Cooperative Forum needs to be fashioned in order to manage each of the large issues that humankind as a whole must address. Each of the primary issues that need to be dealt with would have to be outlined, including the agreements that need to be made. This mobilizing of the human population is not some strange revolutionary happening. It is an orderly process of getting down to business. And there is no instrument for it now, nor even the consciousness that there should be an instrument for it. That is what the Global Cooperative Forum is about. A completely different, unique, awakened orientation. The orientation of prior unity, rather than everything else. To establish the Global Cooperative Forum, pure warriors are what is needed. Those who will bring the truth of prior unity into the domain of humankind, where truth has never really taken hold. It is not possible to get to the point of unity in the human world. You have to begin with it. And then the process covers everything. In the domain of the human collective as a totality, it is about a global cooperative forum operating on the basis of the working presumption of prior unity, which is an entirely different way for humankind to self-govern itself. Never done before, because humankind has been divided into countless individuals and nation-states, or tribes. The tribes still exist. The mode of the tribal mind still exists. But the tribes are also all defeating one another. The tribalized world now exists only in a kind of ashen state and has shown itself to be completely and obviously unworkable. Something can and must replace the tribalized world. Something that is authentic at the root, and something that can take responsibility for the governing of human affairs, take responsibility for the context of human life, and engineer the new rather than struggle with the old. Prior unity is always already the case, and the old now is finished. If it is understood that what was is finished, great clarity can awaken. This is the ground zero moment of human history, but not merely referring to the empty pit in New York. The whole world is at ground zero now. The entire basis for positive human civilization has been totally destroyed. Prior unity, then, can be the basis for the establishing of an entirely new mode of human civilization. The human civilization not of tribes, but of the human totality. Great energy for what needs to be accomplished resides in the generation now coming to adult maturity, whose vitality and mutual connectedness and impulse toward rightness need to be brought to bear in the big picture happening all over the world.